This is Auscare National Career Week podcast series. Hi everyone, welcome to the third episode. My name is Ashani and I have Ambi with me for today's podcast. We're so excited to have her join us for the podcast today. Let's begin our conversation. Could you please introduce yourself to our listeners, Ambi?
Hi, everyone. My name is Ambi Hollison. I am the NDIS manager for Auscare, and it's very nice being here with you today.
Thank you, Ambi, for the great introduction. I'm really excited to know about your career and how long have you been in the industry and what have you done so far. I'll be really glad to know about it.
Yeah, I'm really happy to tell you how long I've been in the industry. And I've been in the industry for about 15 years. I've done a lot of support work for a very long time. I started as a support worker. I work in a home supporting clients. I also work as a care worker, looking after the elderly and the frail in the home as well. So I've come a long way, and I have a lot of experience in the care sector as well.
That's so good to know that you started off your career as a carer, and look at you, now you're an NDIS manager for Auscare. So I'm really excited to know about your journey. How has NDIS built up to you to reach at this particular place that you are in?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long journey. It's been amazing. It's come with its ups and downs. You know, I have a passion about looking after people, and I love helping people. So I took my time to go to school. I went to uni. I worked as well. And to be able to achieve, to be able to be at this level, to become an NDIS manager for Auscare, which is very exciting. It's a very exciting role for me, and I'm really excited about it.
That's great to hear. So what exactly excited you to start your career as a carer? Could you please tell me about that?
I have a passion, like I said before, about looking after clients. And when I came to Australia, newly about 15 years ago, let's say, the first job I could get was to become a support worker or become a carer. So because I was trying to find a job at the time, and that was the easy job that I could get. So that's why, you know, interested me into getting into it. But then when I got into it, I realized there is more to it. I started to have a bond with the clients, and I started to meet new people, and I started doing different things. So it more motivated me to want to go and do something, you know, to want to further my career inside the care sector industry.
That's great. So when you work with the clients, what was your most exciting experience and from which you've learned a lot from, as you said that?
Getting to know the clients and getting to know their needs. And, you know, you build a relationship with them. You have a bond with them. And sometimes you understand, you have some soul relationship that you sometimes they become like a family to you. It's not just somewhere that I have to go to work anymore, but it's somewhere I'm looking after someone. And at the end of the day, I'm helping them to live an independent life, helping them to meet their needs. And sometimes some of them will hold your hands and say, thank you so much. And it brings tears to my eyes. So that makes me just want to do it every day. It gives me, you know, the passion to just want to go out there and do it and help people every day.
That's so good to know about it. I've not worked in the industry, but it's really excited to see that how helping a person could be with the NDIS and home care packages. So I want to know one more thing, like, what do you like the most about working as a carer and then slowly, gradually moving towards a career of a manager? What were the ups and downs that you faced in your career?
It comes with a lot of challenges because sometimes you don't have a lot of experience and you have to learn new things every day. And with NDIS and home care packages, things are improving every day and things are changing every day. So you have to be able to learn new things every day. So you have to have education about things that are happening. And then it's, you know, helping the clients as well every day. Now NDIS just rolled a few years, about 3-4 years. NDIS has become so huge everywhere. So you have to be educated on the system of NDIS and knowing what NDIS wants for the client, what the client needs are, and helping them to meet these needs.
So how do you keep yourself updated every time? Because there's so many changes and so many legislation and compliances coming up.
Yeah, you have to make sure you keep yourself aware of the NDIS system. So NDIS has a website that you go to regularly to check updated things. You also have a ProDot account. And when you log into ProDot account, which is the NDIS provider account, they tell you about changes. They tell you if the policy have been updated, like the NDIS price guide, which is updated in July. So we have a new price guide. Prices have changed. So you go and check and see what are the prices, you know, NDIS is giving for new services now. So that's how you check for informations. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Can you share with us an interesting story that you had during your time working as a career carer? How did it feel and how did it go?
Oh, I think I would say one of the interesting stories I had about working with a carer is I work as a support worker in a home looking after a couple. So they were male and female, and they had some language barriers, and they couldn't speak, you know, language. They couldn't understand English very much, and I was a support worker and caring for them. So, but their husband could write things down. He wouldn't tell you much, but he would get a pen and he would write things down. So what happens is we started to write things down to each other. So he gives me the bowl and he writes what he wants. And then I write too. And then he writes back. And then his wife tells him because he could understand his wife more than understand me. So he would understand his wife and he tells me what his wife wants. So it was really interesting. I never seen anything like that, but it worked well with us. And they liked me because I was communicating with them and helping them just through sign language and a little bit of verbal language on the, how do you call it, written language on the board. So it was amazing.
So how did you come up with that idea, or how did you discover that that person was being able to communicate via a board language as a sign language?
Yeah, I knew that the client had communication issues before I went into the home, because before you go to look after someone, you get a care plan and things. But I didn't realize that there was more language barrier than, you know, they not be able to talk, communicate effectively with me. So when I got into the home, I realized that the husband had the board, and he said to me, we can do this. He showed it to me and said, we can do this. I said, okay, something new I'm just going to do. And then he wrote something down and gave it to me. And then I read it and I said, oh, wow, that's great. And I wrote something back and gave it to him. So we managed to build a relationship just by communicating with each other on the board. Amazing, that's it.
That's really amazing.
Yeah. A one-in-a-lifetime experience.
That's great, Ambi. I really want to know one more thing, that you come from a different culture background. So how does it feel when you go to another, somebody who is from different culture? How does it feel and how does it work for you?
Yes, sometimes it's a little bit strange, but sometimes it really works well, because some of the clients who go into the home who are from the car background, they're really excited to see someone who is, you know, from a different background as they are as well. Because, you know, Australia is a multicultural society and people come from different countries. So seeing someone who is like you, who came from different country and coming to Australia and coming into your home to help you, some of the clients are really excited when they see you and they start to tell you the stories. Like, oh, how long have you been in Australia? I've been here for 5 years, or I've been here for 30 years. I came here at this time and I have my children here. And what about you? When did you come here? And then you guys start to talk about stories. You know, and then you have a bonding straight away.
That's so good to hear, because it's
Absolutely.
A multicultural country.
Yeah.
It's really important to know about all of that aspects as well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's great to hear, Ambi.
Yeah.
I also wanted to know, I know I had a lot of questions, but I really wanted to know that if you were to give one key giveaway to our support workers, what would it be?
It would be, first, I would like to say thank you to all the support workers that are out there that are working to help the clients. You guys are all doing an amazing job. I want to say you got to be able to learn to love this job. You have to have a passion about looking after people, and you always have to make sure that the people that you are looking after, you treat them like you treat yourself. You put them first, because you want to be treated how you want them to be treated. So always try and maintain privacy, dignity, and respect for your clients. And, you know, treat them like their family. See, because once you treat them like a family, you build a good rapport with them, you have a bond with them, and then it makes the work environment easy for everybody. That's what I love to say to support workers out there.
Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we are going to come towards the end of the podcast today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. It was great talking to you, Ambi. I also want to say thanks to our listeners. We will be having more episodes coming in the week, so please stay tuned with Oscar. Lovely talking to you guys. Thank you.